Malka.
Good morning. We'll be starting momentarily.
All right.
Good morning. Okay. Yes. We're waiting for one person to arrive. Yes. The 22 letters is actually 27 because of the five final letters. And Yiddish uses the final letters, don't they?
I know this design PowerPoint still wasn't helpful to get them pages.
I can appreciate that. And they are numbered on the PowerPoint.
Oh.
If you go on the left, in the top left corner, there's a little number. So it doesn't print out. But of course, then you have the, you can always take the time to mark it yourself. It'll be a lot easier. It'll take about 10 minutes to do it.
Yeah.
Did you see her walking, or is she just... Okay.
Yeah, I live in the hallway. Yeah. It's just a hall, but it's not quite far.
Okay. You live on the third floor? Did you speak and she said she's coming, or you just assumed it? Right after this class, I have a bus to catch for a doctor, a normal doctor's appointment, nothing serious. But it's, we have the chauffeur blowing. So Shlomo will be there. He said he would. So. Good.
Pray a little.
Good morning.
Morning.
We'll be starting momentarily.
Okay.
We've just been waiting for you. Thank you. a simple announcement. After this class, I have to catch a mobility bus for a regular doctor's appointment. So I will not be listening to the shofar this morning, but Shlomo will be in the synagogue to listen to it. So after the class, everyone's invited to listen to it. So we'll begin the class. Last week, Sheila asked, why are we not talking about the Gimel, which is the third letter of the alphabet, but we're going to learn about the Mem, which is the 13th letter of the alphabet. And what are the important things about the alphabet is that the order of the alphabet has significant meaning. The letters form three different groups. One is called the mother letters. There are three of them. The Aleph, the Mem, and the Shin are the mother letters. They are the basic energies of the world. The Mem is water. The Shin is fire. And the Aleph is air. Air has both fire and water. We don't think of air as having fire, but it does. It has the energy of the left column. The left column is receiving. Fire is receiving. It's trying to burn everything. But it also creates heat, creates warmth. It's both positive and negative. Everything has positive and negative. The Mem creates water. It's the water of life. But it also creates a flood if it's too much. And the air is the balance point between the two. Why are we starting the third letter, third class, with the letter Mem? It's simply because the Bet has a sound of a B. The Mem has a sound of a M. If you say the letters B and M, they come from the same part of your mouth. The letters, the sound of the letters that come from the same part of your mouth can be substituted for each other. Every time you see a bet, you can substitute a mem. Bereshit can become mereshit. What is the difference in meaning? Bet is in a beginning or in a beginning or the beginning. Mem means from the beginning, from a beginning. When we see the bet in the Torah, the mem is there because it comes from the same part of the mouth. When we see the bet, when we say the bet, the mem is there. We begin to get a sense of how there are 70 meanings to the Torah, 70 meanings to every letter. It's because the letters are there, but they're concealed. We don't see them. We don't sense them. We're not aware of them. But that's part of the senses that Hashem created. He created our senses to limit our perception. Why? Because we're all one. But in this world, we perceive ourselves as separated. Why are we separated? We talked about the endless world, where the one vessel said, I would rather die than continue getting receiving from you, because the more I receive, the more the worse I feel. The more I eat, the worse I feel. The more sick I get. That understanding permeates the letters. That understanding permeates our understanding and our perceptions. So we are going to talk about the letter Mem, which is the 13th letter of the alphabet. Now the sages tell us that the 13th letter, the letter Mem, is right in the middle. But I told you there's 22 letters. So how can the 13th letter be the middle? But I also told you there are 5 final letter forms. So there's 27 letters. The 13th letter is the middle letter. 2 times 13 is 26. But the 14th letter would be too far. The letter Mem is considered the middle of the alphabet. The number 13 is the gematria of the Hebrew word echad, which means one, oneness, unity. The middle is the balance point. The middle is what creates unity. Because if you're on one side of the middle or you're on the other side of the middle, the letter in the middle, the point in the middle, is what brings the two sides together. The Hebrew letter Mem is the 13th letter of the alphabet. It is a letter that makes the sound of M. And the numerical value of a Mem is 40. Now, throughout the Torah, the number 40 is constantly repeated. Not in the same sense, but you always hear, the Jews marched in the desert 40 years. The flood rained for 40 days and nights. These are just 2 examples. If you think about what you've learned about the Bible, you will see the number 40 repeated throughout the Torah. Why is the number 40 important? This is going to get a little bit into math. If you want to follow the math, we'll do it after the class another time. I'm just going to walk you through the concept. There are 7 days of creation. Every one of those days represents 1,000 years. If we say that God did not create anything at night, but only during the day, there's 12 hours to the day. If you divide 1,000 by 7, and then that number by 12, you will find that it's approximately 40 and a half hours. to a day. 40 and a half hours to the day is saying to us that time in heaven, time in the world of God, in the world of Hashem, that time is compressed. Our 12 hours of daylight becomes 1 hour of Hashem's time. Why doesn't the Torah say 40 and a half? Why does it say 40? Because it's rounding down. Any questions before I go to the next sheet? It's a lot of information that is overwhelming, but isn't always easy to do. As we said, the sound of the letter mem is M. The shape of the letter may help you to remember the sound. If you look at the shape, do you see a mountain? This is a mnemonic. Mnemonic is helping you to remember sounds, to remember shapes, to remember, put things together in your mind that helps your memory. And it's a tool that, from my understanding, is not really utilized well for memory issues as people age. But we all do it. You meet somebody, you hear their name, you put together in your mind a picture of that person with something that's meaningful to you. And then the next time you meet that person, as an example, I might meet somebody named Nancy and think of a mouse. Why I thought of a mouse, who knows? But the next time I see that person, I might say, "Hi, mouse." We've all done it, not quite with that kind of words and connections. I'm being totally absurd. But it's we all do it. It is a technique that human beings utilize. So this, the man who created
PowerPoint,
thank you. That's the word I was looking for.
So was I.
The man who created the PowerPoint, in all the letters, he's giving us a way of, a mnemonic, a way of understanding and relating to the letter. Doesn't mean you have to use it. Doesn't mean that it's the right for you to use. You can make up your own. Mem is a letter that comes in two different forms. The mem is one of the five final letter forms. I'm not showing it yet. And we won't learn about it or discuss it until we first understand the shape and how to make the shape. And when will we use the final forms? But this sheet is designed just to give us that look of the mountain. But just as we did with the Bet and we did with the Aleph, what are you seeing? You're seeing a line on the bottom, you're seeing a curved shape, and you're seeing a Yud. It's three components. Here are the two shapes. The one on the right is the regular mem. The one on the left is the final mem. What's the difference?
There's an opening in the bottom.
In the regular mem, there's an opening in the bottom. And in the closed mem, or in the final mem, it's closed. What's the difference between something being open and something being closed?
It's whether or not it's passageway.
Very good. Whether there's a passageway between what's inside and what's outside. If there's no passageway, can you share? Can the outside share with the inside? Can the inside share with the outside? If you're talking about the flow of energy, the inside is a vessel. It wants to receive. It's created to receive. It has to have an opening to receive. Now, God can bypass the walls. God can present energy into a closed environment, can't it? Can't he or she? But normally speaking, in our natural state, in the physical world, in nature, if there's a wall, nothing passes through it.
There's also a difference in the unit.
That is correct, but is there really? Is it still a curve, or is it just now a flattened curve? Is the mem made from four straight lines with a little bit of a tail on one of them? Or is it still the curve, but it flattened out a bit? And it connected the yud to the curve. And therefore the curve disappears. If you imagine the yud being separated just like the regular mem, would you see the same space? Would you see the curve rather than the line? If you imagine the final mem, separate the yud so that it looks like this yud here, the yud on the right. Separate it, imagine it, visualize it. Does the final mem no longer look like four lines, but still look like the curve? Here it looks like four lines. Here it doesn't. Why doesn't it? Because of the, no, it's not that it's curved. It's because the space is there. But this is how you visualize things differently. Learning to visualize is very much important with respect to the letters. Because once you learn to read the letters, once you start to use the letters, not as letters, but as energies, visualizing letters and how they change and move becomes very much a meditative process that reveals many unities in the universe. But obviously, nobody's going to become like that in the next 12 minutes, so don't worry about it.
But the mem on the cross.
The regular mem.
Right.
I would agree with that statement, except just look at this area. This area from the bottom of the yud to the bottom, and then compare that to the straight line of the final men, and you'll see it's the same. What changes your perception from a curve to a line is the closing up of the yud to the mem. That space, that white space at the top, when that closes up, your perception changes to make it a line. Is that clear, Joe, or you want to spend some more time on it?
Draw a line. Or I was wondering if I had transparency both.
And they would match, literally they would match if you close off this white space. They become the same, except for the opening at the bottom, which you can just change the, widen this line so it connects and it's now closed and it looks like the final letter. So now we're going to learn how to write the letter. You have three, well, here it's saying two movements. You have two movements, from the lower left to the center of the top, down to the lower right, and then across. It's like a triangle, correct? That's one movement. But it really isn't, is it? It's one movement because you don't take the pen off the paper. But it's really, you're changing direction, and so in that sense, it's a different movement. The second movement is to just make the yud connecting. It's a short line. Notice in the bottom of this page, you now have the word mem. Two mems, one is regular and one is final. You have the two dots, which we're taught the two dots are A, mem. Connected with the A, mem. That is the name of the letter. Whenever we say a mem, whenever we say the M sound, we have another mem sound that's concealed. It doesn't seem to be important, and when you're reading the word, it isn't important. But in understanding the energy of the word, It's very important.
So the way it's written here, that is, we say.
Did I ever tell you that the two dots was an A?
No, it sounds like we're saying bang.
That is what I'm saying.
But we call it F, or our map.
The letter name is Mem. But it's really Mem. Why do we say Mem? Because in America, it's not a normal sound to say Mem. In Hebrew, it is. If I'm saying the Aleph Bet in Hebrew, when I get to the Mem, I say Mem. But in America, we're used to English, the sounds of English. We say Mem. We say M, singular letter. Where in Hebrew, I have to put the Mem, the additional Mem, the additional sound. And it, what I said earlier, the Mem is made with two strokes. The first stroke makes a triangle that almost goes around. It almost completes itself, but it doesn't. It leaves the opening. So you start at the bottom left, you moved up to the right, and then down to the right. Then across the bottom, this shape. Almost back to the starting place, but you don't. You don't close it off. You don't get there. The second stroke is a short little line that makes the yud at the top. Okay. Now you think that's the end of the Mem from the various discussions of how to make a Mem, how to read a Mem, how to sound it out. But the Mem is a mother letter. I'm going to ask you to visualize the Tree of Life. You have all seen it. It's 10 circles. But they're in three triangles. There's one at the top, then one at the left, and one on the right, the same level. That's a triangle. And those, there are lines between the three circles. Then there's three more circles. But they're not one at the top, the one is at the bottom. So it's right, left, and below them, another circle. And then there is a third circle, a third triangle, which is made the same way as the middle one. So 3 times 3 is 9. We've made 9 circles. Below the lower circle of the third triangle is another circle, the last one, the 10th circle. The reason I'm not bringing a piece of paper and showing you what it looks like is Rabbi Ashlag, who is the founder of the Kabbalah Center back in 1922. Rabbi Ashlag, who is the foremost, if not one of the foremost, Kabbalist of the 20th century, he said, do not look at the two-dimensional glyph or design figure of the Tree of Life, because it's false. There are 10 dimensions, not two. And when you write 10 circles on a piece of paper and you put the lines between them, you're collapsing those 10 dimensions and you really don't perceive them properly. When you close your eyes and you visualize those 10 circles, now obviously I'm describing them with words, and it's not easy to change words to a picture. But the more you practice that, you have three circle triangles. One with its circle on top, and the left and right below it. Then you go the left and right below it, and a circle below it is the second triangle. And there are lines connecting all of those circles. We call those circles sephirot. But what is a sephirot? It comes from the root sefer, meaning number. There are 10 numbers. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Where's the 10th? The 10th is a 0. A 10th is null. I don't have to have a 0 to be null. Just nothing. Isn't that what the 0 represents? Nothing. The Sephirot, the circles in the Tree of Life, are levels of consciousness.
Good morning, residents and staff, and happy Thursday, everybody. We have a really fun program scheduled this morning because we are playing our favorite game, B-I-N-G-O. At 11 o'clock today, we're going to be on the floor in the garden room. I have a group of very attractive volunteers who will be hosting our game today. You have 20 minutes to get on your lipstick, get on your shoes, and come join us for some bingo fun. Did I mention there's cash prizes for the winners? Oh, yes. We will see you upstairs in 20 minutes. Everyone's invited to play because, remember, you have to be in it to win it. See you soon.
I didn't want to talk over that.
We couldn't hear you anyway.
Correct. So I'm asking you to visualize the 10 circles, the 10 levels of consciousness. I'm not putting names to them, but it's to understand order. To understand the process. The letter Mem, when you look at those circles and you look at and you put lines between them, there are three horizontal lines. Not four, not two. There are three. One for each of the triangles. The mother letters go on the horizontal lines. What order do they go? Different sages have different answers to that question. Some say the Mem is at the bottom. You have sharing, you have receiving, and you have balance. Put it at the bottom. Others say the three lines, the balance is the middle, so put it in the middle. How do you get the right answer that is correct for you? It's a question you ask in a meditation. Who are you going to ask? You're going to ask the letter Mem. Because the letter is not just a letter, it's an energy. And what is that letter? What is the energy of the Mem? What do you think? I've told you that the letter Mem creates water. What is the essence of water? Life. Without water, there is no life. The letter Mem creates water. Water represents the highest form of sharing. Why do I say that? Because pour water on the floor and it runs away. It spreads out. Pour water on a hill, it'll run downhill and pool at the lowest point. It's always seeking to spread. Yes, there are other energies that stop it from spreading forever. Like in a hill, it's going to stop at the bottom if there's a low point and pool there. But essentially, the energy of water is to run and expand, to share, to move away, to move out. We also learn by studying the letter Mem just today. It's the 13th letter of the alphabet. It's the middle of the alphabet. We learn something from that about the order of the alphabet. If I say A, B, C, D, E, F, G, do you know what is the 13th letter of the English alphabet? You never studied it. It never occurred to you. It's not part of your thought process. But in the Hebrew alphabet, the order of the letters are designed by the Creator to put order in your life. What is the Seder that we go to on Passover?
Order.
Order. The word Seder means order. How do you put order in your life? You just say the order of the Aleph Bet. Aleph Bet, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Wav, Zion, Chet, Tet, Yud, Kaf, Lamet, Mem, Nun, Samach, Ayin, Hey, Resh, Pei, Sadi, Kuf, Resh, Shin, Kaf. If you see a word that follows the order of the alphabet, the first letter is a Mem, the second letter is a Samach. You're talking about a positive order. If you see a word that starts with a Mem, but then puts a Yud, that's back the other way. It's out of order. It's in reverse order. That tends to be a negative. It tends to be a receiver. Not negative, but a receiver. As If you put it in order, you tend to be a sharer. These concepts are Kabbalistic, but they're also part of life. When you share with someone else, you feel good. When you receive from someone else, you don't feel as good. Is that a true statement? In your own life, in your own history, is that a true statement? Give me an example.
In the first part,
when you share with somebody, you feel good.
Somebody shares.
That's why I said not as good. In reality, we are receivers. We were created as receivers. We were created as vessels. There's no way we cannot receive. If we don't receive, we die. If we don't eat, we die. If we don't breathe, we die. We are receiving by nature. No way to get around that. But I can change the consciousness of how I receive. I can become I used it in the other class, but let's see if I can bring it in a different way here. As a vessel, I can receive for two reasons. One, because I want it. And the other is because I want it in order to share it with someone else. These are Kabbalistic terms. The desire to receive, and the desire to receive in order to share. As Joe was saying, when he receives, he feels good. I'm hungry. I eat. I feel good. Assuming that the food is not poison. But why am I eating? To survive? I eat to live, or I live to eat? What does living to eat mean? It means that I'm going to go and get an expensive meal, and I'm going to be proud of all that money I've spent on this expensive meal. But it's all about what I receive. There's no consciousness of, I'm going to eat this food and share it with someone else. Well, how do we share it with someone else? We ate it, it's in our body. But our body transforms it into energy. And that energy can be shared. So when I sit down to eat, I eat to receive. I have to receive, but what am I going to do with the energy from that food? Am I going to bring more money into my world? Am I going to be more involved with myself? Or am I going to share with others? Am I going to consider others? Remember I said the mem is a mother letter. What is the idea of a mother? A mother shares with her children. That is the essence of a mother. A mother loves her children. Not every mother loves every child. Most mothers do. I'm not saying they don't. But I'm using this as trying to explain these Kabbalistic concepts that take understanding in order to utilize the letter Mem represents air, but it creates water. It's the balance point, but it has to start with what it's going to receive, the sharing. This is the one of the reasons why there's a final letter form, why it's closed, and why it's open. The letter Mem is open to receive. The final Mem is closed because there's unity between the inside and the outside. And that unity is created by the square. I know that's confusing, but in time you will come to understand it as you learn to read the Hebrew letters. And as you, if you choose to meditate utilizing the Hebrew letters. Does anybody have any questions? This class is about over. They will come, and we can next week we can bring them up, or 5 weeks from now, whenever they occur, feel free to bring them up. Just because we're talking about a letter 5 weeks from now doesn't mean we can't talk about the Mem at the same time, because the letters are all unified. They're all part of the alphabet. There's no reason to create separation. The order of the alphabet we will need to learn, because if I'm out of sorts, if I'm just anxious, and I'm going to use Sheila as an example, not in a negative way, with your permission. When a loud noise comes, I get scared, and I speak out loudly. But whenever that happens, it takes me a few seconds to calm down. Whenever I become nervous in my life, whenever I hear bad news that's overwhelming, I want to get back to balance. I've become out of balance. The order of the alphabet, saying the letters in order, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, He, Wav, Zion, Chet, Tet, Yud, Kaf, Lamed, Mem, Nun, Samach, Ayin, Pe, Sadi, Kuf, Resh, Shin, Taf. I put my life in order. Sometimes I can do it just by saying that alone. Sometimes I have to say it multiple times. But it is a tool to remain in balance. And we know when we're out of balance sometimes. We know because we're feeling our emotions. And our emotions is what takes us out of balance. Saying the alphabet as a tool brings us back into balance. You all have a good day.
I need a sheet showing the alphabet so I can read.
If you ask Joe nicely right at the beginning, he's got one. The first sheet that your thumb is on right now, your left thumb, Joe, the sheet you're holding with your left thumb, your left hand, look at that sheet. I'm sorry, your right hand. Look at the sheet. There's your order of the alphabet. Make a copy of that and you have it. I'm sorry? Hello.
Shalom.
Shalom, Brandy. You have a good day.
You too.